after Nandini versus Amul debate took the center stage in Karnataka's election battle, another milk war is brewing in Kerala. Milma versus Nandini. Hi, you're listening to On Manorama's Explainer podcast, Newsbreak, a weekly show that breaks down news in a clutter-free manner. This is your host, Harita Benjamin. And in this episode, we are here to look at why the Kerala Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation is at loggerheads with the Karnataka Milk Federation. While Kerala's Milma has clarified that it is just against the sale of milk in the state and not the milk products per se, one can see that the brand is visibly threatened by Nandini, the second largest milk producer in the country. Kerala's Minister for Animal Husbandry, Dairy Development and Milk Cooperatives, J. Chinchurani, has stated that Nandini's entry into the Kerala market is unfair.
നന്ദിനി പാൽ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ ഒരു സംസ്ഥാനത്ത് ഉൽപ്പാദിപ്പിക്കപ്പെടുന്ന സഹകരണ നിയമം അനുസരിച്ച് ആ സംസ്ഥാനത്തിന് വേണ്ടി
നന്ദിനി മിൽക്ക് ഈസ് ജനറേറ്റഡ് ഇൻ കർണാടക ഫോർ ദ കൺസംപ്ഷൻ ഓഫ് ദ പീപ്പിൾ വിതിൻ ദി സ്റ്റേറ്റ്. It's not meant to be sold to other states. We don't sell our Milma milk to other states. It is unfair when they enter the market without any discussion. We have sent a letter to the NDDB on this matter.
Today, we have with us KS Mani, Milma's chairman, to discuss the Kerala's concerns about Nandini's entry with us. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us.
Hey, welcome.
All right. So let's start off with a very simple question. Why is Milma opposed to Nandini's entry into the Kerala market?
We are not opposing Nandini entering into Kerala market. It is a misconception. What we are saying is, let them start their outlets in Kerala, whatever products they have, let them market. Because this has been continuing for the last so many years by Amul. Amul is having a lot of outlets in Kerala. Nobody bothers about that. Nobody objects to that. Now the question is, when our sister organizations are coming out to sell liquid milk in these outlets, it is unethical and it is against the principles of Dr. Varghese Kurian and the patent system. That is why we are not objecting it. We are advising our sister organizations to not do such unethical practices, which will ultimately destroy the dairy farmers of our state.
All right. So just to put things in perspective, could you just tell us how many dairy farmers are part of Milma and how the system goes about? In terms of, you know, the share offered to the dairy farmers and, you know, things like that, to know how we are helping the dairy farmers.
Yeah, you know very well that, you know, Milma is an organization started 42 years back, and it's the backbone of dairy farmers, and it is dairy farmers organization.
Right.
As far as our records are concerned, more than 10 lakhs plus farmers are members of this organization. Through the respective village dairy cooperative societies, there are around 3,200 plus Anand Bhattan dairy cooperative societies in Kerala. The farmers are members of these dairy cooperatives, and in turn, the dairy cooperatives are of Milma local unions and the unions apex bodies, the federation. That is the system. So these dairy farmers dependent upon the Milma, their organization, and we are protecting them by procuring their milk, and we are giving the best prices to the dairy farmers. And you know very well that, you know, the Kerala dairy farmers are getting the highest milk value in the country.
All right. Are we offering them any subsidies? I know that we have subsidy offers during, you know, Onam season and things like that. But are we consistently providing any subsidies to these farmers? Because Karnataka government is offering around ₹5, I think, you know. So how is the Kerala government going about providing subsidy?
Yeah, Kerala government is also giving ₹4 per liter subsidy to the farmers.
Okay.
In which ₹3 is the share of local administrations and ₹1 from dairy department. That is the system Kerala government is following here.
All right.
As far as we are concerned, we being the organization of dairy farmers, whatever apart from the milk value, whatever profit we are generating will be passed on to them in terms of additional milk value as well as cattle feed subsidy.
All right. So you have, earlier spoken about the fact that the pricing, if you're looking at the comparative pricing between Milma and Nandini, Milma is better placed than Nandini, right? How is the price differences looking like right now? And do you think if Nandini comes into the Kerala market, they would, step up their marketing strategy and slash down the prices in the Kerala market?
Initially, what we thought is, since the procurement price of Nandini in Karnataka is comparatively very less than the Kerala procurement price.
Yes,
procurement. Apart from that, as you mentioned, 6 rupees the government of Karnataka is given to the farmers also.
Okay.
So with all these facilities, they are able to sell at lesser price in other places. When we are having a highest procurement price, naturally, we cannot sell the price making huge losses to the organization.
Correct.
So we thought initially that, there were some media reports that, they are selling at 12 rupees per liter lesser cost in Kerala.
Mm-hmm.
It was there in some of the medias. And subsequently, some media projected that their prices are 7 rupees lesser than Milma price.
Okay.
So we thought that, it is possible for them since they are getting at lesser price this milk and the government is also subsidizing something.
All right.
Off late, we could understand through our marketing team, when they collected the data, a most popular variant of milk in Kerala is that blue color packet.
Right.
The quality of this blue color packet is 3 fat and 8.5% SNF.
All
that
right.
is a homogenized toned milk. That packet we are selling at a rupees of 26 per packet. That is 500 ml. Whereas their price is 27 of the same quality milk they are selling at 27. So we could understand that, their prices are slightly higher than our price. Then we have released some press release that why unnecessarily the social media and some of the medias are misguiding the consumers by giving false price details.
That was the intention of our
highlighting the details through media.
All right. But I believe there is still a small price differential when it comes to Kasaragod because, the transportation and all is less and, the cost is less in that area, right? Towards the northern part of Kerala.
Yeah. That we could understand that, by crossing the border, they are selling this milk at the same price which they are selling in Karnataka.
All right.
It seems, as far as my knowledge is concerned, 22 rupees or something for one packet, whereas they are selling in 27 rupees here.
All right. So now the Karnataka cooperative has already said that, they would be supplying a quantity of around 25,000, liters of milk per day. And they're looking at filling the deficit of around 2.5 lakh liters per day in Kerala. Now, is this true? Do we have a daily deficit of around 2.5 to 3 lakh per day? And if this is the case, isn't it a good thing that, another market player is coming in?
Yeah. As you said, because the deficit, we are having some deficit in Kerala in terms of sales and the procurement, around 2.5 lakhs per day, short is earlier, whenever we require milk, we used to purchase from our neighboring states through federation, our sister organizations. Even we used to purchase more than 2 lakh liters per day from Karnataka Nandini itself. Apart from that, we used to purchase from Tamil Nadu. But now what happens is, after 3-4 months back, both the states discontinued their supply because they don't have sufficient milk to supply to us because of shortage there is that. So we used to purchase milk from other sources, from Maharashtra and Andhra to meet our requirement. So Nandini's argument is not correct. The deficit is available in Kerala, for which we are managing the deficit by procuring bulk milk from Nandini themselves. that why should they enter in our market to market that deficit area?
Right.
Because a customer is purchasing in a large quantity, bulk quantity, a very good customer, to unsatisfy them or to get their displeasure, why should they enter the market and selling a few thousand?
All right. So you're saying that, you know, their motive is not, you know, as clean as they are claiming it to be, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Almost right. All their arguments are contradictory.
Oh, right.
As I mentioned earlier, while Amul is entering in Karnataka, vehemently they have resisted and opposed that thing, you know. Then the same organization is entering into other states, means it is unethical because, you know, while we are taking some steps, we should not repeat the same thing in other states, you know. So unethical practices cannot be accepted.
All right. So now you've already filed a complaint with the NDDB to intervene in the matter, right? The National Dairy Development Board. So Nandini has in the past supplied to other markets like Mumbai and Delhi, and there has been no intervention so far. So do you think the NDDB can actually, you know, come up with a sound, you know, strategy to prevent Nandini's entry into the Kerala market? And how do you think NDDB would go about your complaint?
No, yeah, let me make it very clear that we have not made any complaint with NDDB.
Okay.
The only thing is, you know, NDDB chairman, myself, Amul chairman, Karnataka Milk Federation chairman, all of us are board members of National Cooperative Dairy Federation of India, an apex body of state federations.
All right.
So in one of the meetings, this issue, unethical marketing of federation in other states, this issue has been raised by me. So NDDP chairman was there in that meeting, and he told that, you know, this issue can be resolved by discussing with the concerned three unions, chairman and managing director. So it's not a complaint. It is mentioned in one of the board meetings stating that it is unethical. That is what we have made.
All right. So is there any meeting which is planned or in immediate future with the other?
He said he will come in a meeting to resolve the problem, but the meeting is yet to take place.
All right.
The thing which we are talking is, you know, whether Nandini and other Amul is selling milk in Mumbai and other metropolis, the basic policy is wherever local dairy federations, dairy farmers organizations exist, there the other federation should not enter and sell milk.
Okay.
Mumbai, in metros and Delhi, where required milk is not available, if somebody is entering into that market and selling, absolutely it is totally different scenario.
All right, all right.
You know, in all places where the dairy farmers organization, dairy federations are exist and doing reasonably well, there they should not enter and sell liquid milk. Another practice which we saw the other federation is, they will have, where the cooperative movement is not there, they will have their own procurement base, their own processing base, and they will sell on their plant.
All right. So to wind up, now let's just consider a case where Nandini continues in the Kerala market and, you know, there's nothing we can do to stop them. So in such a case, what would be Milma's future strategy? How do you plan on, you know, aggressively marketing yourself or, you know, making sure that, you know, your supply is intact? What is your strategy in order to meet a contender like Nandini?
That is not the question as far as we are concerned.
Right.
We have been planning the market strategies for the last couple of years.
Okay.
And we are doing that. You know, we want to enhance our market share in the Kerala market in a maximum level. So the strategies has been adopted for the last couple of years, and that is being implemented in a full-fledged manner.
All right.
Whether Nandini comes or any other supplier comes here, that is not a matter for us. You know, as far as we are concerned, it is our decision that we want to enhance our product sales as well as milk sales in the maximum possible way. So we should have the maximum market share in the Kerala market at least.
All right.
So this doesn't make this Gandhi Center or anybody's entry in Kerala, don't make any difference as far as we are concerned. our own system, and we are our own professionals, we are our own customers, and we do believe that, you know, as long as the dairy farmers organization is having product delivered to the customers, the Kerala people will definitely accept it and promote us.
All right. With this, we come to an end of today's episode. Thank you so much, Mr. Mani, for joining us on our show. Let's hope everything works out in favor for Milma. This is On Manorama's Newsbreak, an explainer podcast produced by Harita Benjamin, with technical production by Idea Brew Studios. It comes out every week and is available on all podcast platforms. Follow onmanorama.com for more updates.